"Bring it up. There's nothing else for it," said Starbuck, after a melancholy pause. "Rig it, carpenter. Do not look at me so. The coffin, I mean. Dost thou hear me? Rig it."
"And shall I nail down the lid, sir?"
moving his hand as with a hammer.
"Aye. And shall I caulk the seam, sir?"
moving his hand as with a caulking iron.
"Aye. And shall I then pay over the same with pitch, sir?"
moving his hand as with a pitch-pot.
"Away! What possesses thee to this? Make a life-boy of the coffin, and no more. Mr. Stubb, Mr. Flask, come forward with me."
Off he goes in a huff. The whole he can endure. At the parts he balks. Now I don't like this. I make a leg for Captain Ahab, and he wears it like a gentleman. But I make a bandbox for Queequeg, and he won't put his head into it. Are all my pains to go for nothing with that coffin? And now I'm ordered to make a life-boy of it. It's like turning an old coat, going to bring the flesh on the other side now. I don't like this cobbling sort of business. I don't like it at all. It's undignified. It's not my place. Let tinkers' brats do tinkerings. We are their betters. I like to take in hand none but clean, virgin, fair and square mathematical jobs, something that regularly begins at the beginning, and is at the middle when midway, and comes to an end at the conclusion. Not a cobbler's job that's at an end in the middle and at the beginning at the end.